The traditional library held books and periodicals printed on paper, but much of the information found in libraries today is found on computers. So with so much information available at the click of a mouse, what role will libraries play in the future? That was a top question at the DeLang Library Conference, where even many participating librarians could not resist surfing the web while listening to lectures. The challenge of the digital age was very much on the mind of conference organizer and Rice University librarian Chuck Henry.
The libraries, as an institution that has been around for thousands of years, is undergoing transformations that are really unprecedented.
Henry notes that just in the past few years, humankind has produced more information than had been created in all the preceding millennia. Preserving and keeping track of all that data is a major challenge, even though much of it is now stored on multiple computer servers around the world.
Even though there is a great deal of redundancy out there, most information is still subject to loss. And it's really the question of how do you manage the billions upon billions of web pages and the tens of millions of books and journal articles and art images and audio files out there now in a coherent way, in that they will be preserved and they will be maintained over time. We don't have policies for that right now.
The other question is, what role should librarians play in an age when so much information is online? Brian Goodwin is a reference librarian at Mount Holyoke College in Massachusetts. He says students and researchers still need help.
Our questions are now fewer but more involved. They've already tried to look elsewhere, and they're running up dry, and now they're turning to us to say, I need your help because I can't find the information I'm looking for.
It is the human role that Goodwin believes will sustain the library as an institution in the years ahead.
Human beings basically are social creatures, and they like that kind of interaction as much as separating and going off and just being on their computer by themselves.
The thirst for knowledge and the need to manage information has been a part of civilization for thousands of years. Just ask Egyptian librarian Noah Adley. Her hometown is associated with the oldest name in library history.
We have an institution with a very old name. It's the Library of Alexandria, the oldest library in the world. And we have 1,600 years after its destruction now that it came, the new Library of Alexandria, which is a masterpiece, and it's a very challenging project.
The loss of the ancient library at Alexandria is still bemoaned by historians and researchers today and underscores the fragility of the media on which information is stored. But Noah Adley believes libraries are the foundation of any nation's efforts to enhance development and progress.
Libraries really, I mean, these are the wealth of the information that it is nourishing all the researchers, and these are the seeds of any country, really.
Adley and other librarians see an exciting future for libraries, both in the virtual world of computers and in the buildings where the knowledge is stored, organized, and managed. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.